Well, basically, the Block is Ours program allows us to spend more time in the community rather than, you know, organizing statewide things or maybe even registering voters or things like that, typically that you would do an election year. The Block is Ours allows us to just settle in a community center. For us, it's going to be the University Area Community Center over there on 22nd Street, and really find out from the people in these communities what the issues are and what matters to them when it comes to voting. We're going to be running Freedom Schools, like during the original Freedom Summer, because as we know, it's the 50th anniversary of the bus boycotts and the Freedom Summer. So we're going to be doing Freedom Schools, where we're going to be teaching people, active, interested members of communities, how to actually organize within their communities for change and not just for an election year. And then also the Freedom Schools are going to serve as a place where we can give out our political education on not just the issues that people are going to be voting on, but on all politics.
Tell me about some of the specific issues that you think are important to kind of look at when you're talking to folks about fighting for change and not just a single election cycle.
Well, right off the bat, I can tell you that in the canvassing that we've already done and in the short amount of time that the program has been up and running, we figured out that across the board, what people care about is police harassment. That seems to be the most concrete issue or demand that our communities face on a day-to-day basis is police profiling, police brutality, and police harassment. But the other issues that we ask people about are voting rights, education, the school-to-prison pipeline, issues affecting the LGBTQ community, immigration, higher education, workers' rights, and mass incarceration, of course.
Now, is this also kind of a get-out-the-vote type of effort as well, where you're going to be trying to increase presence at the polls?
So this is where the program differs a little bit from what you might expect, like a summer program during an election year would be, because we're actually not going to be registering voters, and we're actually not going to be even registering with the supervisor of elections to do get out the vote, which is like we would all have to go do a training in order to do that for them. We still want to mobilize voters, and it's optional if we want to actually mobilize and take people to the polls and increase presence, but what this summer for us is actually about is a free political education, right? Popular education. And for us, finding out what we have to work on in order to help our communities. And like I said, you would think it would be the school to prison pipeline or stand your ground or all these things that are in the media or that we're told we need to vote about. But across the board, now that we're rooted in the community, talking with people every single day, the real issues are police brutality.
Why is this effort especially important in today's political climate?
So, like, the media is going to want us to focus on Marissa Alexander and on Stand Your Ground and on getting people to vote based on whether these candidates that are going to be our next governor support or don't support abortion or whatever it is that the buzzwords for this election are going to be in the media. And so in that type of political climate, it's extremely transformative for an organization to start from the community, find out what they want, and then build up from there rather than the other way around.